Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Appreciating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's favor, Bhavananda Rai also said, along with my home, riches, servants, and five sons, I surrender myself at your lotus feet. Purport. This is the process of surrender. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Manasa deha geha jo kichu mor arapilu tua pade nanda kishore. When one surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Lord, he does so with everything in his possession, his house, his body, his mind, and whatever else he possesses. If there is any obstruction to this surrendering process, one should immediately give it up without attachment. If one can surrender with all his family members, there is no need to take sannyas. However, if the surrendering process is hampered by so-called family members, one should immediately give them up to complete the surrendering process. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyai Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karati Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurun Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Yushwaram. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pashatya Deshatarine Nija Griha Vitta Vritya Pancha Putra Shane Atma Samarpilu Ami Tomara Charane. Appreciating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's favor, Bhavananda Rai also said, along with my house, home, riches, servants, and five sons, I surrender myself at your lotus feet. We have been hearing this conversation or the return of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Puri after visiting South India. And as soon as he came, Maharaj Prataparudra wanted to take the audience of the Lord, take his darshan, because we read ahead that Mahaprabhu did not want anything to do with worldly men, those who are in power position. He didn't want anything to do with them. But Prataparudra was a pure devotee of the Lord. He had a pure desire of serving the Lord. So we hear that there is all arrangements being made for the Lord to come back to Puri and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Prataparudra are having discussions, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is telling Prataparudra that because Mahaprabhu is coming, we have to arrange proper accommodation for him, a proper place. Because by this time Mahaprabhu was, so many devotees were coming to see him, and therefore he was, like we say, famous, you know, nowadays, famous people, they need security, and they want to be in seclusion, otherwise there are always paparazzis and people coming to bother them. So, well, Mahaprabhu was not bothered, but they still want Mahaprabhu to be very comfortable, and therefore Prataparudra, King Prataparudra, he arranged at the house of Kashishwar Pandit. And Kashishwar Pandit, when Mahaprabhu arrived to Puri, he was taken to take darshan of the deities, Jagannath. After that he came and he was brought to the house of Kashishwar Pandit. And Mahaprabhu made a very important statement when they told Mahaprabhu that you have to stay here, we want you to be comfortable. He said, I don't need anything, I'm a sannyasi. But because you're instructing me, therefore I will follow. Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Gaur Nithai ki jai. And after Mahaprabhu settled down, of course he took a big feast at Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. And then when he settled down at Kashishwar Pandit's house, then Mahaprabhu started, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya started introducing all these different devotees to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there comes Bhavananda Rai, who was the father of Ramananda Rai. And he had five sons. And yesterday we heard that Mahaprabhu glorified Bhavananda Rai, saying that he was Pandu in his previous, in Krishna Leela. And therefore, after hearing this statement, Bhavananda Rai, he say that, now I know you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Bhavananda Rai was Pandu in his previous life, in Krishna Leela, and he had five sons. Anyone knows the names? Vaninath, Gopinath, Ramananda Rai is here. Anyway, he had five sons. And so over here, Mahaprabhu surrendered. Bhavananda Rai, after realizing that Mahaprabhu is the Supreme... he knew Mahaprabhu was Supreme Personality of Godhead. He acknowledged him being of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then this verse today, we are seeing that he surrenders. Bhavananda Rai surrenders not only himself, but whatever is in his possession. This is what means pure surrender. Surrender is a process that is very vast to understand. It's not very easy. it's easy for the easy and it's hard for the hard, difficult, complicated for the very intelligent, and it's simple for the non-intelligent, you know, because they're simple people and they accept. So it's easy for them to surrender, but it's very difficult for the learned. So, but this process of surrender has been made easy by our acharyas. Our acharyas have shown us the proper way of surrender, and especially Bhaktivinod Thakur. Srila Prabhupada quotes here in the purport, the song of Bhaktivinod Thakur from the book Sharanagati. So Bhaktivinod Thakur has written this book, Bhajans, Sharanagati, the process of surrender. You can have a whole seminar in it, and if you're interested, you can go and listen to Bhakti Charuswami's amazing, far-out seminar on Sharanagati. Mind-blowing. But of course, we don't have that much time to discuss it. But in the introductory song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the process of devotion, of surrendering, the limbs of surrendering. And it goes like, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Doya Kori Shoparshada Sriya Dham Sava Avatari. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'll read the actual translation. Out of compassion for the fallen souls, Lord Sri Chaitanya incarnated in this world along with his associates and his abode. Atyanta durlabha prem kori bare dan shikhaye sharanagati bhakatera pran. In order to distribute love of God, which is rarely seen in this world, he taught the principles of surrender, which are the life and souls of devotees. So this is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us. We see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the principle. How to deal with Vaishnavas, chanting the holy name, and how to surrender. We see everyone surrenders to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they surrender to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not because they have to, or not because Mahaprabhu goes like, you must surrender unto me. No. But, apane acharya prabhu jivera shikhai. Apane acharya prabhu jivera shikhai. Means that by his personal example, the way he behaved, convinced devotees to surrender to him. We know that those associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not ordinary devotees. These are Nitya Lila Parikars or Nitya Lila associates. They come with the Lord in all their different pastimes. They all know this is the Supreme Lord. But to apane acharya prabhu jivera shikhai, to teach us, to teach the jivas, the conditioned souls, the process of accepting the holy name, of respecting Vaishnavas, of associating with the devotees, of surrendering to the Lord. They personally come to teach us by their example. And we see that in the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our predecessor acharyas. And then he goes on and says, Dainya Atmanivedan Goptritevaran Avashya Rakshive Krishna Vishwashapalan Bhakti Anukula Matra Karena Svikar Bhakti Pratikula Bhav Virjanangikar. So he has given the six limbs of surrender. And the first, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, is Dainya, humility. We, as conditioned souls, why do we come to this material world? Is due to wanting to enjoy independently from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because we want to enjoy independently from Him, therefore He creates such an environment and He facilitates that independence. Creates this material world where we actually think we are really independent, but in reality we are not independent. And how do we know we are not independent? Because we are always dependent on others. We are always dependent on everyone around us. A child is always dependent on the parents. Can a 6-month start eating on its own? Can a two-month-old start walking? Or even a 6-month-old, can it start walking? No. The parents give a hand and teach the child how to walk. And therefore, in that topic of humility, okay, so the Sharanagati prayers are... First there's an introductory song, and then each limb of surrender has its own pair of songs. And in the first song, under the topic of humility, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in connection to this independence. We think we are independent, and how our suffering is in the womb of the mother, where we pray to Krishna, as soon as you release me from this pain and suffering that is caused in the womb of the mother, I will surrender unto you. He says, Bhuliya tomare shamshaya asya. And he says that, so the description is given of the pain that is felt in the mother's womb. And Kapila Muni explains this to Devahuti, that the pain in the womb is such that when the mother eats something sour or spicy, as soon as the food reaches the womb, there are bacteria in our stomach. So the bacteria, the worms, go and attack the child in the womb and is biting the womb, the baby, thinking that it's food. So this is the suffering of the baby in the womb. And then from that suffering, they get a small, when they're really, really intensely praying, they see, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing, praying to Krishna, remove me from the womb so I can surrender unto you. But then, as soon as you take birth, you forget everything. And why is that? He says that at that time I had prayed that I will worship you once I came out. But as soon as I came out of the womb, I got attached to family. Why? Because everyone started pampering me. My relatives started pampering me. And because of being pampered by my relatives, I forgot you. And then, after As I was growing up, I started playing with my childhood friends. It says, gradually I grew up day by day and began to play with other young boys. After some time, when I became a little mature, I concentrated on my studies. This is how our life is. You grew up, you grow up, and you got into playing and then studies, and then once education finished, I wanted to travel all over the world, earn money, and then take care of family. In this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I've completely forgot you. But I have become old and afflicted with various kind of diseases. Oh Lord, I have wasted my life not by not worshipping your lotus feet. What will be my destination? Such an amazing song. So, this is what the Acharya's songs or Acharya's prayers. They are not just some songs that are very poetic, but this is their personal realization. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has personally given his realization to us. This is how the material world is. And this is how the process of surrender works. So because of thinking that we are independent, we become, in this, Rishabhdev says, Pumsa Striyam Mithunad Bhavametam Tayor Mito Ridaya Grantum Ahur Ato Griha Kshetra Sutapta Vite Janasya Moham Yam Aham Mameti. That because of this, our minds, our consciousness being contaminated, we become attached to worldly matters. And because we become attached to this worldly matters, janasya moho yam aham mameti, we see everything with the idea of I and mine. This belongs to me. This is me. This is my identity. This is mine. So this is pride. This is false ego. And with this false ego, we cannot surrender. Because the first step of surrender, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is humility. Okay. Humility. Dhenya. And then comes Atmanivedan. Then you can surrender. When humility comes, then you can surrender. Dhenya Atmanivedana. Atmanivedana means surrendering everything. And in that in that chapter or title, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes this song, Manasa Deha Geha Jokichu Mora Arapilu Tuapade Nanda Kisho. O son of Maharaj Nanda, my mind, my body, household, paraphernalia, whatever else I may have, I surrender at your lotus feet. Sampade vipade jivane marane Daya mama gela tuva opadavarane. By taking shelter at your lotus feet, all of my responsibilities, whether in happiness, in danger, in life, or in death, all now are over. So by surrendering unto the Supreme Lord, then all this kind of suffering is, the Lord takes responsibility for it. Until you do not surrender, the Lord does not take, He gives us independence, but when we understand that there is nothing like independence, and He is the only one we have to surrender unto, then He takes care of us. Because He says, Dhenya Atma Nivedan Gotrite Varan. Krishna is the only shelter. Gotrite Varan. That's the third limb. Then, Avashya Rakshive Krishna Vishrasha Palan. The fourth is Avashya Rakshive Krishna Vishrasha Palan, meaning that having firm faith that Krishna is the only protector, He is our only protector, and He will certainly protect us. Then, Vishrasha Palan, Bhakti Anukula Bhav Korena Shrikar. So that is first, second, third, fourth. Avashya Rakshive Krishna, Vishrasha Palan. Bhakti Anukula is the fourth one, right? Fifth one, yeah. So whatever is favorable for Krishna consciousness, we should accept. And Bhakti Pratikula Bhava, Virjanangikar. Whatever is not favorable, we should reject it. So these are the six limbs of Sharanagati, of surrender. Sharanga Sharanagati Hoibe Jahar Trahara Prarthana Sune Sri Nanda Kumar. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, listens to the prayers of one who cultivates the six principles of surrender. Sometimes we think we are surrendered, and we are praying. But what we are telling Krishna is, I am going to do this, so please make it successful. I am going to do it. Wherever I comes, then there is no Krishna. Then you think you are the doer, so why Krishna has to do? So then Krishna says, okay, do it. So we have to cultivate that the surrender means, Krishna, you're the doer, and the way you make me do it, whatever the result is up to you. And when you surrender like this, then Krishna listens. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, Krishna does not listen just like that. So we can see that this surrender in the purport that Krishna mentions, that when one surrenders to the lotus feet of the Lord, he does so with everything in his possession, his body, his mind, and whatever else he possesses. If there is any obstruction of his surrendering process, one should immediately give it up without attachment. It's attachment that keeps us from the process of surrender. We cannot surrender if we are attached to something. And therefore, it says here that if one can surrender with all his family members, there is no need to take sannyas. And who is a perfect example of that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Whatever he had, he surrendered everything to Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not an ordinary person. Of course, he was a pure devotee of the Lord, but he was also a magistrate. He was a high position in the government. And even being in such a position, he managed his time, that he gave so much time to Krishna, but at the same time, he balanced with his dharma, which is his job. And so this is something we can learn from Bhaktivinoda Thakur as those who are grihasthas. Because grihasthas are always complaining, there is no time. You know, we have to work, we have to do this, we have to do that. It's true, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as his own example, he has given the right way of how to surrender to Krishna. And he surrendered his whole family, and that's why his family supported him. But that's why he didn't have to take sannyas. But then Prabhupada goes on and says, however, if the surrendering process is hampered by so-called family members, one should immediately give them up to complete the surrendering process. Who is a perfect example of this? Srila Prabhupada, when his family was obstacle on the path of his surrendering process, it took sannyas. How many times we hear that he tried to convince his wife to surrender with him. She could leave Prabhupada or Abhay Charan, but she could not leave tea. She was so attached to tea, she could not give up tea, but she could give up her husband. She sold Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. It was Bhagavad Gita manual, right? Am I? Bhagavatam. First canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, manual of Prabhupada. She sold it to buy tea leaves, tea bags, and some biscuits. But how many rupees would she have gotten in that time? But look at what Prabhupada achieved after surrendering to the orders of his spiritual master, surrendering to the Lord. Where Srila Prabhupada gave up everything that he possessed, and the only thing he could take with him to the Western world was 40 rupees. How many dollars was it that time? Or pounds? He had only 40 rupees and Srimad Bhagavatam, biggest wealth of his manuscripts. He went to the Western world, and he also doubted. When he reached America, he wrote this wonderful song, and he said, well, I don't know anyone. I look right, I look left. I don't know where to go. But then again, at the end of that, again this dainya comes, humility. Bhakti nahi, veda nahi, nama khuba daro, bhakti vedanta nama sartak ekoro, ebe sartak koro. That Krishna, I have this such a big name, but I don't have bhakti, I don't have knowledge. But you can fulfill this name, Bhakti Vedanta. Nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao se mate. I'm just a puppet in your hand, and you can make me dance as you feel like. I surrender unto you. First he's complaining, I don't know anyone here and there, but then he says, surrender. The way you'll make me dance, I'm your servant, I'm your puppet, now you make me dance as you please. So this is the process that Prabhupada taught us of surrender. And then what he achieved from 40 rupees, he's a billionaire. Having this big, big temples, properties, Krishna conscious mission going all around the world. He didn't get any support. Not from the government, not from his god brothers, not from his family. From no one, basically. And then when everyone saw that the Krishna consciousness movement was flourishing, they started going and asking him for help. Yeah? So this is the power of surrender. So we should take these examples. Bhaktivinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, as perfect examples, and really try to imbibe their mood, because we cannot do this on our own. Why have these acharyas written these songs? We see that these songs are representations of their ecstasies, of their realizations, not just any poetic verses. This is actually what they feel, and this is how we can imbibe their mood, by reading them. Of course, we cannot become humble in one day. We cannot surrender in one day, but if we really want to get into that process, we have to take shelter of such Vaishnavas like Bhaktivinod Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, who surrendered, and we can see from their example how successful they became, not only spiritually, but also in the material sense also. Yeah, like how the movement has expanded, has got a name, how Prabhupada has got a name and fame, even though he doesn't want it. So this all comes when one surrenders to the Lord and acts according to the will of the Supreme Lord. So in conclusion, we see that Bhavananda Rai, here, he surrendered his whole family, not himself, but with his whole family, whatever he possessed, he surrendered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in following verses, we'll see that he gave his son. Ramananda Rai was already in touch with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we heard how Mahaprabhu has instructed Ramananda Rai. But now he's also given his other son, Vaninath, to remain as a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You'll hear in the next few classes about that. And the process of Sharanagati is not a one-man show. We can only do it with the mercy and with the guidance of our acharyas, especially if we hear from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sharanagati. That really inspires me. That's why I'm talking about it. And I also recommend, if you really want to understand these songs, go to ISKCON Desire Tree, Bhakti Charuswami section, seminar section, Sharanagati section, and you'll really enjoy, relish these songs, the meanings of these songs. So thank you very much. You all are tolerating me. Any comments, experiences anyone would like to share? Prayojan Prabhu.
A quote from Prabhupada. I listened to this class, and they were talking about how he one of his disciples, he says, I just can't bow down. I'm sorry, I can't do this. And he pointed out two things. And he said, there are two things in this world that we have to surrender to. It's the call of nature, which I'm trying to not surrender to. But and also old age, disease. We have to obey. We have to bow down.
Yes. That's why from beginning we should we have an opportunity to take this Krishna consciousness from the beginning, from a young age, then we should take it from then, not wait till it's old age. Prabhu, yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your wonderful class. So I had a question, and I hope you can kind of clarify my doubt. That, well, at some point you said that in this process of surrender, there's not really I, like in the sense that we think that we are the doer, or like we cannot look at things through the lens of I and mine. But in the verse, it does seem that he says that I surrender myself along with all my riches, all my sons, and there's like a sense of proprietorship. So like my question is like, how do we actually make clear of that? And one particular pastime I was thinking of also is the Bali Maharaj, when he surrendered everything to Vamanadev. Also his wife tells him he's a fool because he thinks that he had anything to surrender in the first place, because he thought that he was a proprietor.
And right.
Hence the Lord is a supreme proprietor.
Yeah.
So how do we actually understand?
So we can see that Bhavananda Rai is saying, I and mine, I surrender with my children, right? That's what you're saying? But he's surrendering everything. I means even himself. So manasa deha geha, mind, body, words, with his soul. Govinda Prabhu, am I going in the right track? Yeah, I got it. Okay. Yeah. So when you surrender with your soul, so even like that, what is I? Aham. I. That aham, pride. You're also surrendering that to the Supreme Lord. So if you read this verse, then it shows humility. And when does humility come? When there is no pride. So he's offering his pride, I, you know, I surrender myself. So when that, and now you will see how everything changes. He was not puffed up from the beginning. We cannot see him on the same level of any conditioned soul, Bhavananda Roy. This context of Bhavananda Roy, he might be saying I, but he is quite aware that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's just a living entity. But those who are I and mine is my context of I and mine was more on those who are like really feel like they're the doer, who have this Ishwar above. That they are something, they are someone. People should surrender to me. So that should not be there. Even Bali Maharaj, he was a king. He was a Raksha, demon king, but a devotee. He was a devotee, and he had great respect for saintly people. Whenever he took a sankalpa or a vow, he fulfilled that vow to any saint or any. So he was also a devotee, even though he was a king. Though he had bad interest also, but you are still a devotee. Govinda Prabhu, okay.
Prabhuji, you know, it's interesting because the point which Prabhuji mentioned, it relates to the limitation of English. Because in English, when you say the word I, we refer to the body.
Yeah.
But Sanskrit, Jiva Goswami explains, Narayanat Adbhuto Yambanakramaha. So in Sanskrit, every syllable has come from Krishna himself.
Right.
So that I in Sanskrit cannot be the same as in English. So when we say the word I in Sanskrit, we say the word aham. So many will know that in Sanskrit, when you have the word a in front of a word, you negate that word. For example, a Krishnam, which means the opposite of black, Krishna, gold. So when you say the word aham, it actually means I who am not this body.
Right.
You see? So you have to be very conscious that in Sanskrit, there would not be a contradiction with the philosophy.
Right.
You see? So when you say the word, for example, in Sanskrit grammar, you would say, aham, avam, vayam. I, us two, and us. So first person, second person, third person, singular.
Right.
But the whole of the grammar, because it's come from Lord Krishna, it will be in harmony with his philosophy. That's the beauty of the language. Unlike English.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, Mataji. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Sometimes it is even difficult to leave one's comfort zone, which turns into no comfort, but we are not conscious. And if we are, it is difficult to implement the change, no? Matsyavatara Prabhu, our spiritual Italian master, said that we need to open some doors and face what is behind the door in order to free ourselves. And it is not difficult. It is difficult but necessary. Surrender is constant work because sometimes we have wonderful things in front of us, but we don't have the strength to react. And one day I asked a senior devotee a question. What caused you the most trouble and problem in your spiritual life? And he replied, false humility. And it's very particular, no? They could cultivate the desire to be humble, but shouldn't we first be sincere?
Yeah. So, sorry, could you repeat the last?
They could cultivate the desire to be humble.
Yeah.
Yeah. But shouldn't we first be sincere?
Yes, of course. Humility comes with sincerity. Humility is not just for showing. It should be in our practice. Therefore, Mahaprabhu has taught us Srinada pi sunichena tarara pi sahishuna amanina manadena kirtanya sadahari with his own example. He just didn't write this Shikshashtakam down just to, but he practiced everything, he experienced it, then he wrote it down. How to cultivate humility, not just false humility. False humility is like, Prabhu, you're so kind, you're so nice. And then as soon as he turns around and then you're like, oh, this devotee, what a joke. That's false humility. But humility is when you actually feel. You should feel the feelings. Yeah? Yeah. So that feeling comes with sincerity. Doesn't come with... Nice. Thank you very much for your point. Thank you. Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Gaur Premanande. Hello.